Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston city officials have declared a public health crisis over substance use disorder and unsheltered homelessness in a neighborhood in the South End. City leaders say during the pandemic, the area of Massachusetts Avenue and Melnia Cass Boulevard, known as Mass and Cass, has become unsafe because of crime and public health conditions. Acting Mayor Kim Janey issued an executive order today to address what has become a crisis. WBUR's Martha Biebinger joins us with more on what Mayor Janey's order puts in place. Martha, the mayor talked a lot about this temp encampment that's gone up on Mass and Cass over the past several months. So why is she taking action now?
Lisa, Mayor Janey says the situation just keeps getting worse. It's growing with about 80 or so tents today. And Janey says many occupants don't have running water or anywhere to store food or places to use the bathroom.
Even more concerning, these tents have become the site of infectious diseases, sexual assaults, human trafficking, potential overdoses, and violence.
And Janey says street outreach workers are reversing 4 to 5 overdoses a day. Boston's Health and Human Services Chief Marty Martinez says reaching people who want treatment is really difficult in this situation. And people who want to go into detox or treatment need a better living situation.
You can't do that in a tent. You can't do it in a tent on the street when you're being preyed on by others. That's why this is all tied to resources and services to make sure that there are better options than being on a tent in the street.
So, Martha, what are the options and how will people living in tents make the transition?
Well, the options are homeless shelters, which many of these people don't want to be in, or treatment beds. But again, Lisa, it's not clear how many people would choose that option voluntarily. So on your question of how it works, the city is setting up a central command structure with help from the state to place people who want shelter, treatment, or housing. They'll be offered a bed, and those who don't want one may be forced out of the area or placed into treatment against their will. Cassie Hurd does street outreach in this area, and she says it seems like the city is just trying to get rid of the tents because she says using coercion to get people into treatment does not work.
Coercion has been proven to not only be inhumane, but ineffective and actually causes more harm.
More harm, Lisa, because a move like this can make people more resistant to seeking help later on. Hurd would like to see housing for people who aren't ready to stop using drugs. And advocates say that we need a lot more treatment programs for people who don't speak English, for example, as their native language, or treatment programs with counselors of color.
But Mayor Janey's plan is drawing some praise from some neighbors in the South End and some businesses that are trying to operate in the area and some that have been there for a long time. What are they saying?
Well, the president of the Greater Boston Food Bank is applauding the plan, saying that it approaches people in the tents with respect while making it safer to load and unload at the food bank docks, which are right near that area. And Sue Sullivan, who runs the New Market Business Association, that's the area that includes Mass and Cass, Sullivan says she's never been more hopeful about this very difficult situation. She says the difference is that all of the work being done in this area will be coordinated in this kind of central command structure and that the state's going to be a partner.
What I don't have confidence in is that other communities will be willing to step up and do what is needed in order for us to come up with more low-threshold housing, treatment facilities.
Here Sullivan is referring to Boston's plan to place people in hotels temporarily, which some neighborhoods and some surrounding cities have rejected. Sullivan says the state may be able to make some of those transfers happen.
So do the resources to carry out the plan actually exist, or could it be running into barriers, including resistance from the people the city says it's trying to help?
Yeah, well, that's what we'll be following in the coming days and weeks. You know, getting people into appropriate housing and treatment is already challenging, even with people asking for that help. And people who aren't ready to stop using drugs needed to be treated with respect. They say this plan sounds more like criminal justice than public health, even though the city says it is doing everything it can to treat people with dignity.
Thank you. WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Lisa.